Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Whether you want to grow your business or connect with like-minded professionals, the South Haven Chamber offers over 80 events throughout the year. Maybe you have HR questions? Our quarterly Lunch and Learn series, South Haven Human Resources Association, features HR professionals and a legal liaison business attorney to update you on HR trends and changes. The South Haven Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to helping your business thrive by providing resources, building connections, and fostering community support. Join us today. Visit southhavenchamber.com to learn more. The South Haven Chamber, where relationships create commerce.
And now here's your host, Robbie Yates.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of South Haven Business Beats. My name is Robbie. I'm here with Doug and Andy, and they're with Athletic House USA. And really looking forward to diving in and finding out what are you all doing for the community. And first of all, before I go into all that, just welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking through the notes. I was surprised that, so Doug, you used to own the company, and then Andy ended up acquiring it.
Right. The old Smith and Brumman Athletic House in South Haven opened in 77. Yeah. I worked for Mr. Smith for years. Bought it from him in 06. Mm-hmm. So I had it and sold it to Andy then in 2024, February.
Oh, wow.
So it was a good time, you know. Yeah. I took it as far as I could take it, you know. So.
Absolutely. But you're still on.
But still on board. I do outside sales. Okay. And help on inside as well in uniform writing time.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Congrats on the year coming up next month.
Yes. Out of year. Side note, I actually worked for Doug at Smith and Brumley in high school. I worked there my senior year in high school. So
yeah.
Full circle 20 plus years later and now co-own it. So it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what was the I mean, obviously, you know, Doug's, I mean, there's some history there. What was the, I know you have a printing company. What was the motivation to go ahead and make that acquisition?
So I've printed off and on for Doug probably last 9-10 years, and I'm always in there talking to him, and he just mentioned that he was getting ready to sell, and he had something lined up and ended up falling through, and he was kind of at a need to do something quick, and I went to my business partners in the printing endeavor that we do and said, hey, I think this is a great opportunity. You know, he's already in with the schools. We've been figuring out a way to get in with Soda County Schools because our print company is based out of Memphis, so it's kind of hard to kind of make that leap between Memphis and DeSoto County. And he was already set up as a vendor, and it made sense to get in and really explode the team market with merch stores and uniforms and, you know, fan gear and all that stuff. So,
We were talking a little bit before, kind of off air about that, as far as what you're doing for, DeSoto County Schools. And I imagine that can be a daunting task, and I know you're managing it well, but how does that work? If I have a team and all of a sudden I realize, hey, I've got a baseball team, all of a sudden I need some merchandise and everything for it. How does that process kind of work?
So we do both the rec leagues, which is through the cities, and then we do travel balls and you know, the more official type teams, and then we deal with the schools. So Doug, that's his primary, is calling on schools and coaches and athletic directors, and then usually with like South Haven fall ball or not but fall ball the spring, we have coaches come in after the fittings, and they just come, we meet with them one-on-one, figure out what they need. And so we basically take each team as an individual customer. Yeah. Now we deal with like Hernando, we deal with the city, and we're doing all the uniforms for all the teams all at one time. So it's a lot more hectic that way. But I mean, we just kind of try to figure out what it is the coach is wanting uniform wise or, you know, practice type stuff. And then we go from there. With the schools, it's more of a bidding situation. So we're competing with, you know, the BSNs and the
All-Americans,
the online sources. And so from there, it's really just trying to get them the best price possible.
Yeah. Is that what they look for when they go for the bidding? Is that the ultimate?
If it opens up to a bid, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they have to go with the lowest bid, unless they can justify why they're not going with the lowest bid.
Yeah.
So from there, it gets real. You know, it's all about relationships and going, okay, you know, what can we do for you and at what price to get this kind of thing rolling? And then it's just relationships, taking care of them. And the good thing is we're going to be there next week, next month, next year. We're not going anywhere. Obviously, it's been around since 77, just new owners. But that's why we kept Doug on, so everyone that he had dealt with in the past knew that, hey, we're still here, same company, different name, different owners, you know, same principles. We're going to take care of it. We've been blessed with a lot of school business right out of the gate, and we continue to build on that with adding reps throughout the state of Mississippi. So our ultimate goal, mine and my partners, is to kind of compete with BSM when it comes to Mississippi schools.
Yeah.
They are, for the most part, overzealous with what they can deliver.
Yeah.
And so we want to take care of the ones that we know we can deliver to, we have relationships with. We work with several community colleges, some private schools down in the Delta. And we're going to continue growing and dealing with those kind of people. So.
Yeah, I like that. And the fact that you're dealing with somebody local versus some big, you know, box player or somebody out there that's, you know, that's in it for a fast dollar. Where, like you said, you touched on, hey, we're, you know, we're accessible, we're reachable. We can actually involved in the community more so than others.
Yep, we are, you know, with Snowden being right next door to us, we are there every weekend when the tournaments come in. You know, we're there stocked with everything you could possibly need, from balls to
if we don't
groups.
Have it, we can get it.
Yeah.
We do have great relationships with our vendors. I mean, they're usually really good about sending stuff out right away to us. Mm-hmm. So if it's a specific size bat or style bat, we don't carry it by chance. We can usually have it within 2 or 3 days. Oh, wow. And what a lot of people don't understand, you know, obviously the first thought is to go online or go to Academy or Dick's or something like that. But when the new hype comes out, the new fire comes out, Icon, all that, we all have the same pricing. The industry has got MAP pricing, which means we all have to sell it for the same price.
Okay.
Academy's not going to sell you that brand new Icon any cheaper than we are. The difference is we're small business, and you know, we need that sale because we've now bought 100 of them hoping that you come get them all. So,
yeah.
And then for a window of time, obviously once that window's opened, then you'll start seeing them put them on sale and stuff. But we match price. So if you ever go there and they've got it on sale, just come by and say, hey, I'd like to buy it from you. Here's what they're selling it for. I don't think we've not matched the price yet. So.
Yeah. I love the fact that you match the price. And like you said, you're small business as well, and you're local too for the community. So it means a lot in small businesses. They drive the economy. I mean, it's staggering when I saw that. People think it's, you know, the big box office and the big companies, but it's a small business. Yeah, absolutely.
Another great thing is if we deal with your team, we do uniforms, we do anything for the team as a team order, we give the entire team a 10% discount off anything in the store for the season. So, you know, if we do uniforms and then 4 months into this, you know, if you want back grips, just come in and mention you're with the team that we dealt with and we give you that discount. So.
Yeah. Not going to find that at Academy.
You're not going to find that at Academy.
No. So. I went to them the other day to try to get a military discount. And they told me no, it was only during November, and I was, I'm not going back again. Yeah. I wasn't too happy about that. I should have went to y'all store.
You should have.
Yeah. Shame on me, right?
We've got a huge selection. We've put a ton of time and energy into bringing in a lot of inventory.
Yeah.
That was one of the main focuses when we took over from Doug. Was he was very, you know, uniform first, equipment second. We kind of try to split it to where we have it, you know, covered with anything you might need, sporting good related, mm-hmm. but then we're also there to take care of your uniform needs.
Yeah.
We own a full-fledged print company as a part of our other endeavors, and so screen printing, embroidery, promo, that's what we do every day for large companies in the Memphis area, so we can handle a 10, 12, 14 person baseball team without any issue.
Yeah, that's amazing. I like how you're able to blend the two together to be able to help that out.
Yeah, it makes it real easy that, you know, when the sporting goods store needs uniforms, we're the person doing it. So
yeah. And Doug, how's it work on the sales side? Is it pretty? I know you got a lot of relationships. I know you're still trying to go outside of still, federal county.
Oh yes, yes.
Expand down into
Pike County, Marshall County.
Yep.
Panola County.
Yeah.
In Memphis as well, too. Yeah. Still got some of those relationships.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, I've been stuck in the store for like the last 8 years, so it's I can get back out there and rebuild those relationships. But it's turned out okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So is it just you or do you have somebody else that's on helping out with the sales?
For here, it's just me.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, he has some other folks in the Memphis area.
Yeah, so we have three reps that sell for the Athletic House, mm-hmm. a part of their other job for our company. And so they are, I mean, like Holmes Community College is one of our customers down there, yeah. deal with baseball, softball team. We got a guy in Oxford. We've done stuff for Oxford Parks and Rec down there. We're hoping to bid on their spring ball down there. And then we got a guy down in Greenwood that does a lot of stuff in the Delta down that way. So,
yeah. So how does that work? So if I put in a bid, is it just like a 60 or 30 day turnaround, or how fast do you normally find out when you get a bid?
And so
when you do find out, how fast you got to get the product out?
It all depends on But usually when it's a bid situation, you're going to find out at the last minute. Yeah. And then they count that window that they've been taking bids as their window of time that they need it. So schools is general. They're great, but, you know, they're also dealing with a lot of politics on the back end, getting approval, cutting POs. And then we ask for 2-week turn time. So we're pretty quick. We can get them a little bit faster if needed. But yeah, about 10 business days is generally get the items in, get it decorated, and get it back to the coach or the team. So,
oh, wow. That's fast. I thought it would take a lot longer than
No. Yeah. I wish we had 30 days. But no.
Yeah. That's amazing. We're going to take a quick break. Just get a word from our sponsors. We're going to kind of dive in when we get back about outside of the bid, what are the process and operations that take for if I put in something for my team or how it looks to kind of build that out. So, in the uniform and the merchandise side. So take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Pure Focus Media exists to make high quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity. And we are here to bring that vision to life. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Robbie Yates.
Welcome back. Thank you again for listening in. We were talking a minute ago about you're joking around about Tops, how you do some more for work for Tops. So it doesn't have to just be sporting events as well. Yeah.
We have a huge core with Memphis City Design, our other company. We handle Tops. We handle FedEx is one of our largest customers. Mm-hmm. And so we can do anything big or small. I mean, it's all the same to us. All we're doing is, you know, the process, like you're saying a minute ago, it's going to start with the art. I mean, we need to get an idea of what you're looking for. We have in-house artists that handle all of that. And then there in our office in Carterville, we do all of our in-house production. And then we have print partners that do printing, the embroidery. And then we partner with about 100 promotional product companies to allow us to get the best price possible because of all the volume we do. So
excellent. And then for on the process of it, so if I have a team come to you and say, hey, look, this is what all we need. And you mentioned about art designers. Do I have to have the logo and everything already set, or for a new team? And
a new team, we will gladly do all the art for you.
Okay.
Sporting goods especially, it's a lot easier because most of the time you're just going to mimic somebody else's logo and then, you know, tweak it to be your own, which is easy. I mean, our artists do that in their sleep. Once we get that done, we kind of get an idea of what you're looking for package-wise for your players. We'll do you up art comps for all of it, price it out, give you a couple options, good, better, best type thing. We want to be able to fit in just about anybody's budget. Not everybody has, you know, $1,000 uniform budget. They want one for $100. Great. Yeah. We can make that happen. Yeah. And it's still going to be good quality. So we start with kind of the budget, making sure we're good there. And then we roll into the art side of what color combos you want. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a gray uniform, a white uniform. Then we got to do the logos.
Yeah.
Are you going to have individual names and numbers on the back or just names, just numbers? You know, it's that part is probably the most time consuming. And once you give us all the information, we can have your art proofs back to you within a day or two, and then in 10 days production time, we have it back to you. Now, if you're doing full sublimation, you know, cut and sew, that usually takes about 15 days. That's going to be if you want pinstripes with full buttons.
Okay.
I mean, you're looking professional at that point.
Yeah.
If you want just a sublimated dry fit, that takes us about 5 days. So we have some options. We've done it before where, hey, I want a really nice uniform, but, hey, we play next weekend. So, all right, well, then we're going to order this one. You're going to wait 3 weeks, but we'll get you this one in a week.
Yeah,
and so we kind of mix and match. We try to give as many options as possible.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's just, you know, communicating. This is when it's coming in. A lot of the things, socks, belts, Evo Shield, we carry that inside the store now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get you dry fit Evo Shield shirts, Evo Shield pants, belts, all of it. We brought that in because we had a demand last year for a nicer end uniform option mm-hmm. for some of these rec teams and even some of the travel ball teams that were getting started. So I think we probably have the largest Evo Shield selection that you can just walk in and buy anywhere in the area. So
yeah.
We have more stuff on the way.
Okay. So I know you mentioned earlier too, prior to about aside from the uniforms on the merchandise side, I know y'all feel like you're trying to build up that inventory and really ramp that up.
Yeah.
How's that working and how how exhausting is that building that up and keeping that going? I know you price match too. I do want to reiterate that because I think that's a question for people to know.
We will price match. You know, you bring it to us, we'll definitely price match it. We want you to know that we're there to take care of you in anything you need. But as far as the inventory side, I mean, the store is fully stocked right now, and we still have 2-3 months worth of shipments coming in, getting ready for baseball. The Snowden tournaments is probably our biggest foot traffic driver. I mean, when you're doing a tournament and there's 60 to 100 teams coming in, that's a lot of people coming in buying bat grips, sliding mitts, you know, pine tar, you name it, we carry it.
Yeah.
We are very baseball, softball heavy, but we do carry football stuff. We got a whole corner that's nothing but football pads, pants, practice jerseys. We went really deep into getting football in, and unfortunately, he's never really carried it, so it was kind of a slow-moving thing. But we did have pretty good.
But the numbers in football have been down the last few years too. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Is that just for like what's going on outside of like
that, well, that movie? And, that movie came out with Will Smith about the head concussion. That did it right there.
Yeah, I bet.
The mama said, "No, we're not going to play football anymore."
Yeah. So, what about far as on the sales side? Are you focus on bringing more people for the merchandise, or is it for the uniforms, or is it just coincide with one another?
Bringing them to the store.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
The schools and stuff, it's mainly just selling to what they want, what they need.
Got you. Okay.
You know, whether it be Wilson uniform, Rollins, or Under Armour, or whatever. You know.
Oh, okay.
That stuff. Now, we can bring the coaches, you know, if it's baseball coaches, sure, I'm going to direct them to the store and say, look, you know, give me your roster for your team, and they'll get 10% off.
Yeah. I really like the fact that. After you help them out, then they can come back on the road 6 months, 8 months down the road, say, hey, I play for this team.
Sure.
And they get that 10% discount.
And I've always done that when I had a store, you know, always. It's just something that I just always did, you know.
10% doesn't sound like a very big discount, but when they're buying a $500 bat,
like,
you know, that's $50 just because you said, hey, I play for, you know, the Tigers
or whatever. Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah. Well, and it's a separated too because. Just hearing y'all's story and knowing y'all now a lot better, I mean, it would make me want to go to the store and shop versus, not because of the 10% discount or have my son go there, but just for the fact of what you're doing for the community and how much you're helping the community out as well.
You know, what I've seen over my years, I'm now fitting the grandsons of the dads that I fitted when they were little kids. Nice. It's coming full circle.
Yeah.
That's when I knew it was time to get out.
One thing we are doing this season is we've gone with our Easton Rawlings Wilson reps and negotiated a bunch of bat demos in with all of our purchasing. So we will have a huge selection there in the store that you can come in and demo out, take them over to the pitching tunnels, not the cages. But, you know, if you want to see how your kid swings the hype icon, see if he needs to go up in a bat, we'll have those where you just sign them out and go 15, 20 minutes, take some practice swings before you buy that $500 bat and it's too heavy for little Timmy to swing. So, we've got a ton of those coming in. We've been setting them aside for the last few months as they've been getting exchanged and stuff. So our goal is to be able to let you try anything that you're fixing to buy.
Yeah. So that's amazing. I like the fact that, because like you said, you spend $500 and to get home and he's trying to put it up and it falls on his shoulder. It's too small.
Yeah, we have people reach out regularly like, hey, I bought this and my son is now swinging an extra inch longer. Can I bring it in? I'm like, what? You know. If you'd have bought it from us, sure.
Yeah.
You bought it from Academy. So go see if Academy will let you switch that bat out that hasn't been swung. Let me rephrase that. We haven't, it's still wrapped and they haven't actually gotten to swing them because they bought it for, you know, their birthday or Christmas. And so kids, they jump up in size pretty quick. So you got to be careful of that.
Yeah. So you got a lot of baseball stuff. You mentioned softball, football. Like, do you have all sports in there? Or like what some of the merchandise that y'all don't have that you're looking to add later?
We've looked at possibly bringing in soccer stuff. We have a little bit of pickleball, which with the pickleball place opening across the street from us, we're probably going to get much heavier into that come springtime.
Sure.
Volleyball, we carry the actual volleyballs. We order a lot of that special order for teams. We can get just about any product that they make, sporting good related. So it's one of those things, if you're unsure if we have it, by all means, come and ask.
Yep.
And I think what you'll find out is, you know, like volleyball. I mean, there's 20 different pad companies that have the knee pads. And like, just tell us which one you want, and we'll get them ordered in. Yep. Usually takes a few days, and then we'll have what you need. Other than us tying it up, and then, like I said, it's 20 different companies. We can't carry them all. So just the baseball and softball being probably 80% of our business, we kind of, the store-wide, we keep that stocked. Now we've been contemplating kicking around ideas of opening more locations, and then we'll see what that looks like. Mm-hmm. But where we're located next to Snowden Grove, baseball, softball tends to be most of the reason people come in.
Yeah. And then, so I'm sure people know where it is. For those that listen for the first time, you briefly mentioned where it's located. Where exactly is it located? So somebody for the first time go, oh, I've been meaning to go there.
So we are actually in the Bancorp South Sports Arena Center there, right next to Snowden, right beside the bowling alley. We're on the far left corner. We have our own entrance, our own sign. Yeah. The city did an amazing job getting us a brand new sign with our logo. Mm-hmm. So thanks for that. We have doors that go in and out. So if the Bancorp is open, then you can walk in and out through our store. But okay. We are our own actual retail store to the side. So.
Oh, nice. And then, so what's the website? What's the best way if somebody wants to reach out, contact either merchandise or uniform, or just say, hey, you know, my team was there 2 years ago and I didn't realize that I get 10% discount. Like, what is the contact information, the best way to get it? The
website is athletichouseusa.com. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can message through Facebook. That's probably the fastest way to get an answer. We do actually, almost anything that's in the store is available for purchase online as well. So we've sent out bats all over the country at this point. From same like you just said, people come in from tournaments and they get home and couldn't find the pencil bat or couldn't find the hype that they wanted. They went online, we shipped it out. I think we charged $7 to ship a bat. So, and then from there, anything else, bat grips, gloves, we've sent them all through the website. So,
okay, excellent. And Andy, Doug, thank you so much for being here on the show. I love hearing the story. I love what you're doing for the community. I love how you're competing with the big boys out there and keeping it local and keeping it small business. So wish y'all nothing but success, continued success, I should say. And then again, it was a pleasure to meet both of y'all. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.